calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Welcome to Quail Medical Practice. If your problem is life-threatening, hang up and dial 999. The reception team will ask you for some details about your problem and the reason for your call today. This will help identify the right person. You can request face-to-face or telephone consultation with your preferred clinician. Your patience and courtesy towards our staff is much appreciated. To order your prescription, please press 1. If you are calling to book an appointment, including telephone appointments, or requesting a home visit, please press 2. If you are calling for test results, these are given out between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., please press 3. To order your prescription, please press 1. If you are calling to book an appointment, including telephone appointments, or requesting a home visit, please press 2. If you are calling for test results, these are given out between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., please press 3. To order your prescription, please press 1. If you are calling to book an appointment, sorry, our staff are on other calls just now. Please hold and your call will be answered. You can.
Good morning, Quail Medical Practice. How can I help?
Hi, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
Yeah, all good, you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm just calling in relation to a subject access request for one of my clients. Can I just provide you his date of birth, please?
Yeah,
It's the 5th of September, 1972. And it's a Mr. Gary McFarlane.
Yeah, I've got him here.
So I called last month in relation to one subject access request, which we sent on the 8th of May. And it was confirmed by one of your colleagues that it was provided to the incorrect email address. So they provided the email address to me on the phone, and I confirmed the relayed email address, and they did confirm that it was correct. So I sent a further subject access request on the 24th of June, 2026, and I'll just relay the email address again just for the record. So ggc.gp46131clinical@nhs.scot. And we have not been in receipt of an acknowledgement nor extension request on the subject access request, and it's been past the statutory month deadline. It was due on the 24th of July, and we're now on the 13th of August. So I was just calling to see what your current position is in providing us with these records.
Yeah, no worries. And what's your name?
James.
Okay. And can I get a telephone contact number for you, please, James?
Yeah, so it's 0161
570 Okay, James, let me do some digging, and I will call you back on an update, okay?
No problem. There's two references in relation to this file, what has been provided by ourselves. So one of them is the actual subject access request reference, which is, it starts with DSAR, and then it says 20260624, and then there's a hyphen and further numbers. But we'd just like you to use the ID of 100262. Mm-hmm.
262.
When you call.
So just use that ID?
Yeah, that's our client file ID to locate Gary McFarlane.
All right, so I won't get back through to you?
Yeah, so it, just in case you call up and a different colleague answers, because this is our investigation team number, if you provide them with the reference of 100262, they'd be able to locate the file.
All right, no worries. Okay, right. I'll let me see what I can do and I'll call back, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Cheers, bye.